This is episode 116 of the Rise Up Podcast. We're a morning radio show hosted by Steve and Tim on Family Life, a network of stations across New York and Pennsylvania. This podcast is a weekly conversation designed to help you think and laugh and keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't already, subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode. And find out more about our show at familylife.org.
We hope the rest of your day is just as much fun as this. You're listening to Rise Up on Family Life.
Springtime and all things new and life bursting out everywhere. See it outside. But what about inside? Oh, inside our relationships. Renewing those relationships. Maybe it's time to start thinking about somebody who you haven't thought about in a while.
This is the first thing that comes to mind, Tim, when that happens. And also it reminds me of some things are uncomfortable at first, but the more you do them, so it's like stretching your faith, and the more you have to use your faith, and the more you do that, your faith gets stronger because you're exercising your faith. The exercise in this case is, I think this happens to everybody, where you're just sitting around supposedly, you know, not even, maybe you're doing something, maybe you're not doing anything particular, and all of a sudden somebody's name comes to your mind.
Mm.
It's like, huh, haven't thought of that person in a while.
Why am I thinking about them?
Exactly. And happens to everybody, I think. And what I tried doing and getting into practice, and again, it was uncomfortable at first, but the more and more and more I've done this over the years, I find that God is using that. I found that's not a mistake that God has put a name on your heart,
sure.
In your mind. And you're like, sometimes I test it a little bit where I'm like, oh, I haven't. And sometimes I've learned to like, oh, I'm going to pray for that person right now.
Yeah. Okay,
and that's good.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's a good first step. Pray for that person. But then maybe that person stays on your mind. Mm. Or in my case, it's like stays on my mind maybe 2 minutes later or 5 minutes later or 2 hours later, that same name. And what I've learned to do over the years is like, okay, I don't know why exactly I'm calling that person.
Wow.
I know. Calling or texting to get in touch, someone you haven't talked to in a long time, and you do it. And inevitably, again, it was uncomfortable at first, but the more I've done that, the more I find it was just the right timing. God knew that. God knew they needed a phone call for whatever reason. You don't know why you're calling. And I've even said that sometimes. I go like, I have no idea why I'm calling you right now, but you've just been on my heart. You've been on my mind. So, hey, how you doing? And it's been a great experience every single time.
That's so cool. That's an encouragement, too, to those of us who have maybe had the prompts and then not acted on them. Here's a question for you, Steve. When you do that, you found out, like, sometimes it's just the right time for the other person. How often has it ever happened where they say, I was just thinking about you, oddly enough?
Just happened recently where I texted somebody that I haven't been in contact with in, I want to say, 10 years. Because, again, I moved from another state, you know, over 10 years ago. And there's some of those people that I just haven't been in touch. That happens, I think, to everybody. And this person, I texted and wanted to be, and he goes, and his text back was, my, your name just came up a few days ago.
Oh, I love that.
I know. So that kind of thing.
It happened to me opposite recently. And this has happened a number of times. I'm a little ashamed to say, but it's the exact opposite thing. I get the prompting to think about somebody, maybe to reach out to them. I think, yeah, I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about them. I don't do it. And then I get a text from that person.
Mm.
Like, whoa. Mm. Okay, then. Now, the encouraging thing there is like, if God wants the interaction to happen, it's going to happen. Maybe he'll just work on the other person's heart to reach out to you. But either way, and then like the kind of discouraging part is, oh, that might have really been a thought from the Lord and I didn't act on it. But the thing is, if he wants you to be in communication with this other person, then the good thing's going to happen either way because he had them get in touch with you otherwise. So that actually kind of just sort of recently happened to me with a friend who been very close, but over the years, busy, all these things. By the way, busy being a word that really doesn't belong in relationships, right?
Right.
Because think about it. Who's not busy? What does busy mean? Busy just means I'm doing other more important things. Ouch. If one of the things in this list of importance is relationship, busy just means I'm putting other things ahead of you. Now, there are going to be some relationships where, of course, you can't maintain every single relationship forever and always. Amen. But there are some where maybe you know, especially even if it's like this kind of thought you're talking about, Steve, where it doesn't really go away. You just keep thinking about this person. boy, I'm hearing this myself right now. Okay, Tim, time to start prioritizing that. Time to be the one who reaches out. Because if God really wants it to happen, maybe if you don't act on it sooner than later, they're going to be the one who ends up reaching out to you.
I've also learned that it's sometimes, and who knows, God's ways are higher than our ways, but at least I have found that maybe God's putting that on your heart to just as an act of obedience. Will you go out and contact this person? Because there have been times where I have contacted the person that's been on my mind and I call them. And really, at the end of the conversation, nothing seemingly has happened besides just that renewal of the relationship. Nothing was like, oh, what a God moment that was. You know, it wasn't one of these things. But the more I find that I act on that, then even other parts of my life, you're hearing God's voice more and more and more.
Yeah.
You're training yourself to hear that still small voice.
That's good.
And act on it. And I have found that the more I do that, the more I'm listening and the more I'm hearing and the more I act on that. And it's kind of building my faith, building that, that relationship with the Lord, because it's like if you have a friend and they're speaking to you and you don't listen to them, you know, that relationship's not going to be good. But the more you're listening to your friend and acting on something, it's like, oh, that relationship gets stronger.
Definitely. And with those things too, where you're saying you do them and you it's not clear what the God moment could have been. I'll add to that, Steve. Maybe you just didn't see the God moment. Maybe the person didn't feel any need to tell you about it. Maybe it went deeper than you realized. And that's the thing. I love that you pointed it out, that obedience, like that's the key anyways. Maybe it doesn't matter what looked like happened to us on the outside. Who knows if it's that old thing that we always say as Christians, planting a seed. You can plant seeds that you never see sprout. That doesn't mean that it didn't go down into the soil anyways.
And you know what I also find on the, I'll say the negative side or the opposite side, the more I do it, the more you're hearing the voice. There have been times also where I will hear, and it could be for a stranger. I know we've been talking about renewing a friendship, but that hearing that voice and you're, you know, driving down the street or walking down the street or whatever, and you hear that voice because you've become so familiar with it. Stop and see that person or stop and say something, or you could be in a store and stop. And I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Later in the day, it just comes back. It's like, you missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, God is forgiving. And it's kind of neat. I kind of take that as a positive in that, okay, at least I'm aware that I missed out.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to before just being totally blind. But the more you do it, the more you're hearing. And what is wrong with whether it's a friend or stranger reaching out with just an encouraging word? And that's what it's for, to reach out and say, hey, I've missed talking to you. You know, you remind me of, you know, say something specific that's encouraging. And you can't go wrong when, because God wants us to encourage others.
Yeah. Like really, what am I going to lose here?
Right.
What is the worst that could happen? Okay, maybe you can come up with a couple of worsts in your head. The worst that can happen, you give an encouraging word to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always going to be worth it.
Right. So if you're hearing that still small voice, you're hearing, even as we're speaking now, you're hearing a name come in to your heart. Ask God. It's like, okay, is that the person I haven't talked to in a while or texted in a while, or maybe write a letter or send a card or just something that God is putting that name on your heart, I contend, for a good reason.
It's Steve and Tim, helping you to rise up on Family Life, a friend you can turn to.
It was all of those growing up years, though, that I thought this. I thought, well, it was like maybe like eating your vegetables as a kid. Oh, it's a necessary evil. You didn't want to do it, but you had to do it. Crust. I thought growing up, crust, well, what are you going to do? You got to have crust on the sandwich. You got to have every pizza slice. I mean, it's got crust.
Crust.
It's the least exciting part of any meal is the crust.
Well, some people like it, though.
Steve, we're going to talk about reality here, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about reality.
I'll settle down.
It's not a necessary evil. Crust had me fooled all these years, Steve, and I'll tell you how I know.
Wow.
Crust, well, you got pizza, all right? We'll talk about pizza. You got flavor, you've got cheese, you've got sauce and toppings all over this thing, except for on that little handle called crust at the end there.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, it's all a big scam. I think Big Dough's behind it.
Big Dough?
Big Dough is behind
it. Oh, no.
Well, think about a personal pan pizza.
Okay.
I mean, how do they make that thing with such efficient economy of surface area, of just all this flavor with virtually no crust to have to deal with?
Huh.
Or think about stuffed crust. If you really have to have crust, crust, why not stuff it with cheese? Let us enjoy all of it, or sprinkle it with toppings, or at least brush a little butter on that crust before it goes in the oven so it can be really great. The crusts of our life have become so boring, and they could be so much more.
Tim, you seem very, very passionate.
Yeah, well,
about
can I
give you a suggestion?
I guess.
It's just crust.
It's never just crust.
Darlene Bennett, and I live in Binghamton, New York. I have a comment about Tim's crust dilemma.
Oh, yeah, please.
I agree with you. Sometimes there's too much crust.
Yeah.
So when you order your pizza, order some ranch dressing.
Oh.
Dip your crust in ranch dressing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's delicious. Anything but plain crust.
I love that motto.
There's a bumper sticker.
Anything but plain crust. It's just a breadstick with bites out of the side, right?
I know. And sometimes they don't take the sauce close enough to the edge, and you have too much crust.
You said sometimes. All the time. If there's crust, there's too much crust.
I always order my pizza with ranch dressing.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. That's the American way, Darlene.
Enjoy your pizza crust.
Now I will, thanks to you.
We weren't sure how you liked your coffee, so we didn't make any. Hope that's okay. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Those different shades than you've usually got. Are those new sunglasses?
Yeah, cool jazz IQ guy has special glasses for today.
You're going to be viewing the eclipse, IQ guy. I see.
Please don't forget this. It's fresh and minty for you.
What?
Take your eclipse gum.
May the blessings of the Lord be with you in all that you do today. This is Rise Up on Family Life.